Today, you all big what? Because I'm going to review the top 12 condos outside the Core Central Region or CCR with a higher percentage of unprofitable resale transactions. The idea for this video actually came after my Sentosa episode. And to be fair, it's not only in Sentosa or CCR properties they are losing money. There are plenty of loss-making deals in the suburb too. It's only that not many people want to talk about them. Here, I rank this project based on the percentage of unprofitable transactions against their total resale transactions. This will give us a rough guide of their overall performance. Here, I'll mask out their name, but there are enough hints to go around. I don't wish to rub salt further into their wounds. For the bottom 7 projects, I wouldn't go into details. We have one very iconic project in Bishan, one boutique freehold development along Braddell Road, one small boutique apartment in Geylang, one mixed development along Upper Bukit Timah Road, one condo in West Coast, and another condo in Tanah Merah area next to MRT station, and not forgetting another freehold project along Pasir Panjang Road. Here, this list is not exhaustive. There are many more that have a significant number of unprofitable deals. This is a 469 units condo in District 3 near Redhill. It's on 99 years leasehold and TOP in 2017. So far, we have seen 57 profitable and 37 unprofitable transactions, meaning 39% of resale units are making a loss. Why like that? Well, I highlighted this years ago in my earlier videos. Three reasons. Some buyer enter at a relatively higher price. If you enter high, the odds of making a profit are slim. Secondly, nearby competing condo may have diverted demand away. And the floor plan are uniquely shaped like patterns. Interesting concept, but buyers always prefer regular, practical layout. In fourth place, this is a freehold condo in District 15 along Fort Road, near Katong MRT station with 130 units. How to go wrong? Strangely, there are only a handful of resale transactions since TOP in 2016, and there are close to 54 listings for sale found on Property Portal. Anyway, there are only 9 winners and 7 losers. Losses here are generally smaller, mainly because the overall quantum is small too. When you study the price chart, the chart speaks for itself. It remained relatively flat. What is the reason? Well, there's a high number of 1 and 2 bedroom units, excessive use of balcony space, thus reducing usable area. Buyer care about net livable area, not just total floor footage. At the place, this is a well-known landmark in Siglap area. It's a freehold mixed development with a mall below. 114 units and 29 loss-making sales. Why like that? When it was launched around 2010, some units were selling close to 1,006 per square feet, which was considered very high at that point of time. On top of that, many units were Mickey Mouse units. During that era, when developers aggressively target singles, dings, and investors, sales were good then, but the resale market wasn't as forgiving, especially with HDB selling two-room BTO flats directly to singles in recent years. In second place, we have this mega development in District 4 with close to 1,000 units. This is on 99 years TOP in 2011. It recorded 137 profitable and 171 unprofitable deals, meaning 59% of owners sold at a loss. Launch price back then was 2,000 to 3,000 per square feet between 2008 to 2014. This was almost unheard of back then. It marked a luxury seafront living with bold architectural design. Beautiful from the outside, but practically, we have mixed review on it. Feature like large round structure column in bedrooms. Sorry, that is like a saw thumb, like a tree trunk sticking out. Open concept kitchen for some layout. Well, that may not go too well to Asia lifestyle. We need our walk hay. And if you live in certain tower blocks facing the waterway, you have unblocked views. But be prepared for the long winding journey out from the car park. And finally, the top spot go to a boutique freehold development in District 15 with 76 units. In TOP in 2014. It recorded only 6 profitable deals and 22 unprofitable transactions, meaning 79% of resale units are losing money. Back in 2012, prices of 1,009 to 2,003 per square feet was almost unheard of. That is why I always salute these commando star buyers, either extremely confident or never do their homework. Fortunately, resale prices have increased in recent years, thereby reduced their losses. Still, small boutique projects often have this problem. High proportion of tiny units, higher maintenance cost per household, and smaller unit may not appeal to families living in the Marine Parade area. So what can we learn? Avoid small boutique development. You can call it exclusive, but for me, condo living is all about community living. Secondly, be cautious with project dominated by small investment units. Resale demand is usually weaker. It happened again and again. Thirdly, study the floor plan carefully. You may accept certain layout, but future buyers might not. Lastly, if you enter at a high price, sometimes all you can do is wait for the next upcycle. Sorry, ho, some owners have already waited for more than 10 years and still cannot see light at the end of the tunnel. And if the market turns south tomorrow, more may join them soon. That's why I always say, do your homework, stay financial disciplined, and think long term. Unprofitable deals may not only confine to the CCR area going forward. This trend may expand to both the OCR and RCR. Here, hope you enjoyed this sharing. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Love you always.